Let us pray. Lord, calm our thoughts and help us focus on your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your life in Christ. We continue today our series as we move to the next stage in the Christian life. For those of you in high school, this is moving from how is it that I got here to where am I going? We consider our next stage. Going from inherited sin to the answer to inherited sin, baptism to confirmation in the truths that we've been taught, and now to graduation. What do you want to be when you grow up? We're often asked this question, and as we grow older, the answers change. It's usually those years just following high school that help develop our thinking, and there's going to be a lot of changes in those years, but that's usually when we kind of determine, well, what am I going to be when I grow up? Let me share with you my experience. When I was little, I believed I was going to be both a pastor and a professional football player. This way I figured I'd only have to work one day a week and I could get it all done on Sunday. That view soon changed. I graduated high school and simply just didn't know what to do with myself. I thought I was going to be an architect, and then I thought I was going to be an engineer, and then I thought I'd be interested in math. And eventually, after 6 years of college, I graduated with a degree as an actuary. And you can ask me later if you're interested in knowing what that actually is. Now look at me. 11 years removed from my high school graduation, and I'm 5 months away from becoming a pastor, but not a professional football player. You just don't know what the Lord has in mind, or do you? Actually, none of those things really portray what the Lord is leading us to, what He has led, is leading me to, and what He'll lead each of you to. In fact, our text that we'll consider reveals that we're all going to have the same sort of occupation as we grow older. That occupation will be construction. Construction of the body of Christ. The building up of the body of Christ. No matter where you end up as you graduate high school, no matter what job you find, what career, whether or not you think you're satisfied with what you have, this will not change. God still has this in mind all the way along. With the Holy Spirit as the architect and engineer, He's leading us to build up each other in this body that we belong to. And we find from our text from Ephesians chapter 4 that God will accomplish this project by leading His workers to be number one, equipped, and number two, united. From Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus, the ascended Lord, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The edifying, the building up of the body of Christ is that primary goal. So in order to accomplish this, the ascended Lord gives gifts among us, pastors and teachers, in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry. And think here, the work of service in God's kingdom. What sort of work are we prepared for? What are we equipped? How are we equipped? Well, your professors and pastors are shepherding you in God's word to equip you. There's so many different challenges that the devil will lay in your path to try to halt this building project, to try to get us distracted, to try to delay the work that we should be doing. But we read from Psalm 62, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. One challenge the devil will pose is, as we referred to the need to be united, is to try to get us to be divided. From verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Deceitful men will try to get you distracted. Distracted from the truth of God's Word. Try to cause divisions among this workforce that we're a part of. So part of maturing after high school is to grow in the truth. To be founded and grounded in the blueprint that the Holy Spirit has laid before us in Holy Scripture. It's this Holy Spirit that'll keep us united in a common faith in the gospel. So as our text goes on, we grow. We grow up. But verse 15, by speaking the truth in love, we grow up into all things, into Him who is the head, Christ. Speaking the truth in love. And yet, what happens when someone rubs us the wrong way? What happens when someone says something that we don't agree with? Do we speak the truth in love? Or so often do we have a sense of superiority, a sense of disdain for what that other person has to say, a sense of I'm right and he's wrong, rather than speaking the truth in love? Even if it's not on the outside, this is often what goes on the inside. And yet, we continue to grow. Despite all our sins, despite all our shortcomings. And why? Well, because we're attached to the head. We're attached to the head who is Christ. The head who has redeemed and perfected the whole body by His work on the cross. Who has loved the body, Ephesians says, and gave Himself for her that He might present her without spot and without wrinkle, completely cleansing every one of you from these sins. Verse 16, from this head the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Each part does its share. What will that share be? What will your share be? The Lord will show you. He'll guide you through the gospel to find your share. It's the Holy Spirit reminding us constantly in our life of the love that Christ has shown for us that will lead us to have the proper motivation in the work we do in His kingdom. To look upon each other with the same love that Christ had for you in dying for your sins. What do you want to be when you grow up? Well, let's consider our thematic passage from Hebrews, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the midst of everything changing around you, even when you yourself are changing, this does not change. The truth that the life that is in Christ is the same for you all the days of your life, from graduation on until the last day you live on this earth. So Christ, the ascended Lord, gives gifts to men. He gives gifts in our midst, pastors and professors who can lead us in this truth. Maybe you'll find yourself being suited for that same sort of gifts someday. Together, equipped and united, we grow up into Him who is the head, speaking the truth of the gospel in love. This is your life in Christ, graduation. We close with hymn 427, stanzas 1 and 2.